Okay, we are in the middle of Samech Tes, the long Mechaber over here, with three lines from the bottom. We're going to pick it up. Ein osin devarim elu b'pachus me'asara mishum t'havi devarim shebekedusha. So in order to say the Baruch Hu, you have to have 10 people there. You have to find 6 out of the 10, the rov, who did not yet hear it. That's the majority. If you can't, you could even do it on the half of one. The Mishnah Berurah in Yud says shalosh shama, who didn't hear. If he heard it from someone who got an aliyah, he did hear the baruch led, die. That's sufficient. You don't do it. Therefore, you're not going to now do a baruch on his behalf. Unless he's holding right by this point of davening, as mutter, then it's allowed lifros b'shvilon to say that baruch for him. Ein sham. Okay, back in the mechaber. Right, he says, "Afilu b'shvil echad shloshama omrim afilu mi sheshama." Even someone who did hear, yochel lifros, you're allowed to the baruch hu al shema lavor lifnei hateva b'shvil oso shloshama. The davran. So this doesn't mean the teva means that right by the aron, right? You could davran on behalf of the one person who didn't hear it. Umikol makom nonetheless, im oso shloshama baki. If he knows how lifros al shema lavor lifnei hateva knows how to davin mutav sheyifros. Well, if nehateva, who sheyifros veyavor if nehateva acher shekavar sham. Right, since he hasn't heard it yet, it should be, and he could do it himself. He should do it himself. That's what the Mishmar says over here. And Yodalef mutav sheyifros ubem veachshem nahagu shel oilim ha'avelim parisim shema. Nowadays, the person who's an avil does say the baruchu afilu shamu miish acher shloshama. Even if they had already heard baruchu and someone else had not done it. Nevertheless, the Avos one who says this, they nochem. It's not right. Kein kosom ogin Avraham aval haprim agodim yishev haminik. He justifies this custom of having the Avil say the Baruch Hu, even though the Avil heard it already. Mishum de'ein panayv levakish ish yodeh bein tefilish mors esrei belachash aval vada im yesh panayv. If there is enough time, yesh mi she yodeh velo hispalo. And you found someone who knows how to do this. Din yadavin roy shu yifros. He should be the one to say the. See the Shema. Okay, then the rest of the Sif is all from the Ramah. So it begins the Ramah like this. Three lines from the top. Person's davening says the first three brachos of Shemona Esrei yashlim kol tefili. He should finish it off. Delo yafsik af al pi shekavar hispalo. He should stop even though he has already Davin, aval ha'achirim yachol mahafsik achrek. But the rest of those could stop at this point. What does it mean? Yud beis yachol mahafsik. Mishnah Berurah says laleches ledarchem. They can go. They can leave. Sha'ikra hayirak b'shvil hakedusha, because they were there to hear and answer the kedusha. That's what they need for. They don't even stick around for while the guy who's davening now is silent. Shmon Esrei. Then continues the Ramah. V'chol shkein hamach more so she'im lo hispalo aproisvel. He should finish off the davening. He hasn't yet davened. He's going to say it out of order now, and he's not going to have the Shema preceding it, which means Smichas Geula Tefila. You're not allowed to have hefsek here between the end of the brachos and the davening. Lechein also shliach tziv lahafsig bein kriya shema letzefila. He can't stop at this point. Oba kriya shema b'chosea kedei lifros shema la'oysu haboim lebeis haknesses achas yispalu ha'kahal kadishu baruchu v'yitzchim baruchu yotze or. So he can't stop at that point and say the baruchu, then he has to start the brachos. Ava birkas arviz, but by ma'ariv shehi rishus. Okay, so now we can be more lenient. Yochel lahafsig lahotzi achirim yedei chovosam. One could be makil and say it at that point. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah now in Yud Gimel. She yashlim tefilah, so she finish off the davening. What's the law means like this? Dechol shekein delo yafsik bezeh mikaven she had tefilah tzricha lo b'shvil atzmo. Let's say it's bezeh yedech tefilah. He has to daven. Ve'af alpi. Alpi she'al yedei zeh. By doing this, yitztarech achar kach lekro rak kriyashma v'lo yismach gula tefilah. He's going to have to say the shema by itself. Lefize, according to this, Adam Shinis Achilavo, a person comes late, the basic Knesset to the Shul, Veloshama Baruch Hu Kedusha, didn't hear. Vechoshish, now is concerned, Shema Loyia Acharkach Minyan, the basic Knesset. Now, by the time I'm coming late, and there's not going to be a minyan left when I'm ready, Kishigila Tfiun, it's time for my Shemon Esri, Mutalifros Lavor, of Neateva, he could go and say the Baruchu and Davin for the Amid Lehispaldo Kol Hayudches Brachos Kadei Shiye Yuchal Loimer Kedusha, or as they can say Kedusha. For Acharkach now, because he's going to lose his minion if he doesn't do this. What does he do afterwards? Now Acharkach Yikra Kriyas Shema Brachoseh below Hispaldo. Then you say the Shema afterwards. Aval Hamogin Avram Kosev Lechatchila Ein Nachal Lasos Kain. This is not proper to say out of order to get a Kedusha in and not say it in the right order with Shema beforehand, right? Because what'd you do? You got Kedusha, but you lost out connecting the brachos of Krishma. Ella, what should you do? According to the Magen Avram, Yispalo Kaseder. You daven normally, if you have him, you're great. If not, not. I'm Bir Halacha. Mine. You daven. V'hischil. Ava. He didn't begin. He goes to Baruch Hu La'osim Shabol, the basic Knesset, for those who have come to the shul. And he said, "What you could stop at this point? That's Tesvav Yochel LaHafsig Roitzalom means Bein Geula Tefila between the Birchus Shema and the Shmona Esrei. Dahainu Achas Shesiim Birchus Hash." Hashkivenu by Marv we're talking about. V'lav Hachi not Liz Mafsikin Gam came B'Pesukim. We also have Pesukim there. This is referring to the Baruch Hashem La'olam that we say afterwards. In the Dirshu 12, he says, well, it could be a nafkamina. What if you're not saying these psukim? If you look in 12, on the common cost of hatam, she'ef she'lehafsik sham, why can you say baruchu by ma'ariv, lamar baruchu, shehu, hu mikevan, shegam amir's baruchu, hu tzorecha tefila. So according to this reason, that's we need it for the davening. Okay, that makes sense. Lefitam she'kosu mishnah berukam, but according to mishnah writes here, be'eretz Yisrael, shlo nahagu loymar psukim, la'achar birchas hashkivenu, we don't say those psukim, or like the Gra, others who don't say those psukim, svarim, okay, kosu akafach. If the reason is psukim, you don't have psukim, then you shouldn't. But if the reason for tzarech l'tefila, that'd be enough kaminin, you would in fact say it. Okay, that was what Yeshu 12 back in the Mishnah Berurah. Aval be'emtza habrachos lo yasik, but you shouldn't do this in the middle of the brachos. Okay, then back in the Mechaber now. No, I'm sorry, by the Ramah, where the little asterisk is for the Bir Halacha, it says, "Umikol makom, nevertheless, ish achir yochel lifrois ashma olis pal de basora kol etzvila." Someone else could do this. See, Baruch Hu Davin afilo, but also based on Knesset shekavar his pal. And they've already davened that shul. Hotzi achirim yedei chavosim to be hotzi those who haven't yet davened. Heard this rock shelo yamod achazin hasheni b'makom she'omer harishon. Shouldn't stand where the first one was. Dezehu nire genai l'rishon, because that seems to be a shtoch disrespect for the first ones. To have a keilut, like you're saying, lo yotza b'rishona, you know, chavosim. You're yotzi now, so I'm going to do this for you. So okay. It doesn't look nice. It doesn't look like you did the Ryotze. Vinirli davke shedayin harishon beisa kinesis. No, that's when they're still there. Aval shishlimu sidram, but they're done. Aval, right? Aval im yotzu harishon, they left. Okay, yuchel lamad achazen af b'makam sh'amen harishon. So you can go daven up for the amen because they're gone already. Nobody thinks that the reason why they are doing this because the first ones weren't good. They realize you're doing like a tashlum for the guys who didn't hear the first case. So that's what the Ramah says. We're up to Tez Zion. Yotzu Harishon, they left. Hu Hadin im hu kvius shis palu bezeh veisa knesses kama pamim zeh hazeh. It's a minion factor. So they know the next minion starting, the guy's up, that's not a problem. Ain't kapeda. We're not machped on this at all. Yud Zion Sha'amad, the place where he stood. Velo od. Not only this, not only that, the guy with the first chazan was. Ela im ein chazan acharonim, yochel afila chazan harishon, his palo shenis lahotzi gam acharonim. If you can't get a second chazan, the guy who just davened the first time can say it again. So for sure, you know, if he wasn't good the first time, he's not good the second. It's good. Uposhet, the bezeh ein tzarech achazan lamo defnei hateva, kol eis hatviyaz, and the whole time, ela kishyagia lebaruchu, he says, baruchu, hu yomar, lifnehem kaddish, ubaruchu, va'achakach yomra be'atzman, Or they say the brachas continuing ad gemar shmona esrei belachash until they get it quietly. Kimukom v'seinu kulan bekiin. Nowadays everyone knows how to daven. We don't need somebody motzi them. They inohgin letzeis bazeh aydei shliach tzibur. The chazan is not being motzi them. Va'achakach yamul lifnei hateva lachzor tefila kinohog im kol hakadeshim sha'achatu. Then you go and start the chazan. It doesn't have to be up there the whole time. You just start them off and they can go daven silently on their own. Last one, the place where he was standing is Harishon Yudches. Kosev be Mishpate Shmuel, Sheim Harishonim Hotziu Sefer Torah, the Korobo. They took out the first minion, took out a Sefer Torah and read from it. Ein minaghu lishniim lahotzi Sefer Torah pam acheres likrosbo. They should not take the Sefer Torah out a second time. Venoslan Zetam. The reason for this is Shehu Mishum Pegoma Shal Sefer Torah. We're concerned that it looks disrespectful, that they might think there was a problem with the Sefer Torah. Shema Yoimer Shemotzu Psuah Sefer Torah Rishona Umipnei Kach Hotzi Shniyah. Why taking a second one? Oh, must be there's something wrong with the first one. Va'af in he Sefer Torah zu asma. Even if the exact same Sefer Torah, you know, you're taking out the one that's rolled to the Parshas HaShavua, whatever it is. Mikol Malkam, nevertheless, Shema Yoimim HaRishonim Shacheres. He Hotziya Mishum Psul Shematzu B'Rishona. Again, there's going to be it's going to be confusing. They're going to think that you took out a sick one, not going to realize it was the same one, right? Pagam sheish pagam l'rishonim. It's a problem with that. Sheyomru shalo yotzu yideh kriya. They weren't, you're going to say these people didn't hear kriya shtora. We had time for this reason. The people get mistaken and think there was a problem with the first one. Im halcha harishon levesim. But if the whole first minion has left, kemo havasikin, they dive in the hashkam and they're out. They're gone. No one's sticking around. Oh, shehu malkum kavias shes paulu pamayim zerachazer. We know this is, you have like a minion factory. You have the 7 o'clock minion, the 8 o'clock minion, the 9 o'clock minion. In Kapay, you don't have to worry about this. The chol zemi koch minhog. This is all by coming from the power of a minhog, of a min hadin. But what's really the letter of the law? Ein shum isur b'chol gabne. This is not prohibited at all. She ein lechush lebagam rishon elikin shahaya oyel likrois b'shnia. You're calling up somebody for the second one, someone who had called up the first time. Misha Ola Kavar Bereshona, you're calling up the same guy. Vigam, right, why are you calling up a second time? Wasn't he Yotzi already? That's where it's a little bit of a problem. Vigam, Davka Im Oile Vikorim Miyad, Zeacharzeh, you mean Behefsek Ish Benesayim. You know, why'd you call up again? If there's someone else in between, that's not a problem. Kamoshi is Bayer, Besimen Kuf Memdal, coming attractions for the Hilchos Kriya Satorah. Avakan, Shemafsikin, Harbe, there's a lot of people in between. Gam Hutzi Briach, it's a whole nother minion. In that case, Ein Lechush Bezeh Leklum. You don't have to be worried about this at all, quoting from the Mogin Giborim. Okay. And the last one here in Simon Samach Tes is Beis Suma, a blind person, Afa Pishlo Ra Ma'oros Miyomav, even though he has never ever seen the sunlight, Pori Salashma Mavorich Yotzer Moros, he could still do Baruchu and recite the bracha of Yotzer Moros, one who forms the luminaries, Shehu Nehega Meme Oros Sheroin Acherim Sheruhu Haderech Asher Yilech Bo, because he gets enough from the fact that other people use the light that can instruct the blind person what's the proper way to walk. So he is directly benefiting from the light, not him, but others are guiding him, therefore he could say this bracha. Yud Tes, the Mishnah says, Poreis, Vigam Yuchel Leire Lifnei HaTevel Tefila. He could daven for the Omid. I remember many times being in the Yudin's home in Fairlawn, and Rabbitson Shev Yudin has a Talmud when she was, this man's already elderly. He was a Talmud of hers, 50 years ago in Hebrew school, and he's Ben Bias, and he davens for the Omid beautifully. A wonderful Yud named Aaron. So a blind person could daven for the Omid. Kileel B'simen Nun Gimel, Sif Yudalad, Ayin Shab, Mishnah Bura, look what it says over there. V'yesh Limno La Koton, Shlo Yifros Al Shema. We should prevent a Koton, someone under Bar Mitzvah, from saying Baruch Hu. Mihu kol shegila yud gimel shanim, but anybody who is 13 years old, a medatikim mehaviyah shtei saras, we're not concerned to see if he's produced the signs of maturity of two pubic hairs. The birchos kriya shema durabonin, because this is a din durabonin, and we can be samech on the chazaka on the rove that most boys at that age have already produced the signs of godless, and we do not need to do any further examinations. We would let a 13-year-old boy say baruchu and daven from the omid. Okay, that concludes Simon Samach Tes. Mitzvah Shem will start Ayin next time.